Today's Modern Smoker.
Good morning, greetings, America. Welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, all manner of skin diseases, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you, and we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can give us a shout at 866-582-9933. Or you can go to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add to water and drink it all day long. It's a great way to give yourself a nice, steady state, low-level influx of nutrients the way the body likes it. It's a great source of water-soluble vitamins and sometimes difficult-to-absorb fat-soluble vitamins in an easy-to-absorb format. That's one of the neat things about Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is it's great for folks who have some kind of digestive issue, and 75 million Americans do. It's a great way to get yourself nutrients without having to put your digestive system to work. It's that liquid format that I like so much, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's less than $50 a month. It's great for kids. It's great for old folks. And it's especially effective for folks who don't believe in the power of nutritional supplementation or who have never experienced nutritional supplementation. It's a great way to demonstrate to them how good it can be, how powerful it can be, how life-changing it can be to get on a nutritional supplement program. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you get it on the shopping cart, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Marcelia or Angela at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We've been covering alternatives to cardiovascular drugs for the past couple of months or so. If you're one of the 20 or 30 million people taking statin drugs, or if you're one of the many millions of people taking beta blockers or calcium channel blockers, I want to point out two very important things. Number one, no matter what you've heard, people, about lowering this number, more HDL, lower LDL, raising this test score or that test score, you are doing absolutely nothing to improve your health if you are taking a prescription drug. I don't care what it does to your HDL or LDL. If you are taking a prescription drug, people, you are putting stress on your body, on an already stressed out body. You're adding more stress to an already stressed out body. A prescription drug can do nothing, period, end of story, nothing to improve your health. That's not how drugs work. Your body is not thanking you for taking a statin drug, rest assured. Your body is not very happy with you if you are taking a beta blocker or a calcium channel blocker or any other cardiovascular drug. You're just giving your body more toxicity to deal with. An already toxic body is now being overloaded with even more toxicity. What's even more important is your participation in the pharmacological model. If you're taking prescription drugs, participation in this drug model and this medical deceit is allowing us to participate, to perpetuate the lifestyle choices that created the circulatory problems, that created the heart problems in the first place. How in God's name is it even remotely possible to think that a poison, which is what a pharmaceutical drug is, how is it possible to think that a poison can create health? Where did this hypnotic trance that we're all under come from? The second point is to recognize that there are some very important, gentle, non-toxic, nutritional strategies that we can use that truly can reverse heart health issues, whatever those may be. And what's more, these nutritional strategies, when they're done correctly, can not only begin to literally reverse circulatory and cardiovascular breakdowns, but they do their work in a non-toxic fashion. In other words, not only are there no side effects with nutritional strategies, but they're beneficial effects. You get extra beneficial effects. When you use vitamins or essential fatty acids, not only are you going to improve your cardiovascular health, but you're going to improve your bone health too. You're going to improve your mental health too. You'll support your immune system too. If you have deficiencies in vitamin E and you start taking vitamin E for cardiovascular health, now you're restoring your body's nutritional status. And the same is true about any nutrient, essential fatty acids, the B complex, carnitine, coenzyme Q10. These are all nutrients we've talked about as they regard cardiovascular health, but when you take your coenzyme Q10, when you take your carnitine or your B complex or your vitamin C or your essential fatty acids or your magnesium or your selenium to protect your heart, now not only are you protecting your heart, but you're getting multiple nutritional benefits. There's no drug on the planet that can do that. Now, nutrients, nutritional supplements don't work the same way that drugs do. They're not going to knock out systems in the body the way drugs do, so the results that you get from nutritional supplementation occur slowly, occur over time, and occur in a sustained, long-term fashion. It may take a year, it may take more than a year, depending on how sick you are, but rest assured, once you get your nutritional house in order, once we start to make better lifestyle choices, results are a sure thing because that's the way the body works. The body knows what to do. Our responsibility is simply to give the body what it needs in terms of raw material, and that's what nutrition is. And not to give the body the things that it has to deal with, that it has to process, as poisons and toxins, pharmaceutical drugs and food chemicals. Processed food chemicals. Pharmaceutical drugs and processed food chemicals are poisons. Processed flours, processed fats are a no-no. Let the pharmaceutical CEO and let the doctors take their own darn drugs. Unless you own stock in Merck or in Pfizer or some other drug company, prescriptions are only benefiting some pharmaceutical company CEO, some stockholder somewhere, and some pharmaceutical corporation's bottom line. That's the only people that get benefited by prescription drugs, with the exceptions, of course, of antibiotics and occasionally chemotherapy. All right, so as promised, I want to talk about amino acids and cardiovascular disease. There's a lot of roles that we can amino acids and these building blocks of proteins can play in the body, and one of the most important roles they play is in supporting cardiovascular health, heart health. The large bulk of the body tissue is protein, and amino acids are the building blocks of protein. Just like letters are the building blocks of words, amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Most researchers feel like the body's around 15 or 16% protein. If you take the water out, it's probably closer to 80% protein. That means 80% amino acids. So obviously, amino acids can have a tremendous impact on the health of the body in general and on cardiovascular health specifically. Not only are these proteins, these amino acids, critical for repair and regeneration of the heart tissue itself, the heart structure, which is largely protein-rich muscle and connective tissue, but as it turns out, amino acids have an important role to play in the chemical and electrical nature of the heart as well. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll continue on with amino acids for cardiovascular health. We'll come back from our break. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben, and we're here every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you miss a program, you can go to the webpage at brightsideben.com. There's an archive page with all the programs. You'll also find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And we've got articles and videos that explain some of the concepts that we talk about here on The Bright Side. Of course, you can always call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470 if you're interested in learning more about the Youngevity products. If you want to help me in my personal mission to educate the world about the importance and the effectiveness of a good nutritional supplement program and of nutrition in general, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. And somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity business and the Youngevity products. Brightsideben.com. That's the website, or you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We've been talking about nutritional alternatives for cardiovascular health for the last couple of months. We've covered CoQ10 and carnitine and vitamin E, bile support using digestive nutritional supplements. We are going to continue talking about alternatives to cardiovascular health. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer around the world. Clearly, it's a significant issue. And if you're on a prescription drug now, a beta blocker, calcium channel blocker, or one of those notorious statin drugs, which we'll be covering here in the future, if you're on any of those kinds of drugs, please understand there are wonderful nutritional strategies, non-toxic nutritional strategies that you can use to get you off your deadly prescription drugs and literally to start to reverse heart disease. I want to talk about amino acids in cardiovascular health. Most people don't think about proteins or amino acids for taking care of the heart, but they have a very important role to play in cardiovascular health. They're important for repair and regeneration of the tissue, the heart tissue itself, which is composed largely of protein. But they also have another role to play, and that's a chemical role and an electrical role to play. And when it comes to electricity, when it comes to electrical energy, there is no amino acid in the body with more electrical responsibilities than the amino acid taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Now, you don't hear a lot about taurine, and it's unfortunate because this is an astoundingly important amino acid. As far as electrical energy goes, the heart is the quintessential example of a bioelectrical system, a biological electrical system. And taurine is the quintessential example of a biologically electrical nutritional substance. The heart's an electrical organ. Taurine is an electrically active amino acid, which makes it super, super important for cardiovascular health. Taurine is amazingly important for keeping the heart's rhythms operating the way they should. Taurine is found in the body wherever smooth electrical energy is required. Taurine has a dampening effect on electrical energy. It smooths out electrical energy. And that means taurine is going to be very important for the brain, it's going to be very important for the eyes, and it's going to be very, very important for the heart. Taurine, the heart is very dependent on electrical energy, and taurine has a dampening, smoothing effect on electrical energy, and it helps keep the heart pumping with a healthy heart rhythm. Heart arrhythmias, when the heart rhythm gets messed up, That can cause the heart to beat too slow. It can cause the heart to beat too fast. They call it bradycardia. If the heart is beating too slow, B-R-A-D-Y, cardia, bradycardia. Or if the heart beats too fast, that's called tachycardia. Or if the heart just beats irregularly. These can be harmless, but they can also result in strokes or heart failure. There's different types of cardiac arrhythmias. You can have extra beats. You can have fibrillations. Fibrillations are shaky kind of beats where blood doesn't get completely ejected from the heart. You can have bradyarrhythmias where the heart is not beating fast enough, or tachyarrhythmias where the heart is beating too fast. The bottom line to heart rhythm issues is something is messing up the electrical energy of the heart. Oxygen or lack of oxygen, nutritional deficiencies, prescription drugs, non-prescription drugs, emotional stressors can all have a negative effect on this electrical energy. Previous injury to the heart, such as a heart attack, can also cause changes in electrical conductivity that can lead to arrhythmias, diabetes, sleep apnea, thyroid issues, hypertension. All of these are risk factors for problems with a heart rhythm. One of the medical model's favorite ways to treat arrhythmias is to poison the heart. I am not kidding you people. That's exactly what these drugs do. They poison the heart. When I first learned about this in pharmacy school 25, 30 years ago, I was completely blown away. I had no idea that the medical model involved poisoning the heart to treat the heart. Beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, one of the most poisonous substances in the entire U.S. pharmacopoeia, something called digoxin, which is a mainstay of cardiovascular pharmacology. Amiodarone, blood thinners like warfarin, disopyramide, Plavix, these are all drugs that poison the heart or the circulatory system in order to reestablish the rhythm. Now, I want somebody to tell me where it became acceptable to poison the heart in order to stabilize the rhythm. Now, who in their right mind would ever think it's a good idea to poison your heart? Doctors even do something called cardiac ablation, where they will literally destroy, to ablate means to destroy. Cardiac ablation is when the medical paradigm allows us to literally destroy or scar areas of the heart to get the rhythm of the heart stabilized. I'm not kidding you, folks. There's thousands of these procedures performed every year, and the rates are increasing. They'll either do it via open heart surgery, where they make a little cut in the heart tissue, they'll open up your chest cavity, and they'll literally knife into your heart to intentionally create scar tissue. Or the more humane way, the more gentle way, is, well, they'll stick a catheter through a vein in your groin, and then they'll thread the catheter up to your heart, and then they'll shoot radio waves, radio frequencies through the catheter to destroy part of the heart. I am not joking. I mean, it sounds funny, but it's not. This is an accepted medical treatment for stabilizing heart rhythm. It reminds me of when I went to the Pharmacy Museum in New Orleans, where you get to see all the crazy devices that doctors have used throughout history. It's like a museum of torture devices. My favorite one, I remember they had this thing called a rectorotor, and this was a device that was designed to provide relief from constipation and prostate troubles, and I'll leave the grim details of how the rectorotor, this is not a joke, this is true, they had a rectorotor, and I'm going to leave the details to your imagination, but you can just imagine what the rectorotor does. At least it was more humane than the hot iron pokers that medieval doctors used to use on hemorrhoids. These days, medical torture devices are a little bit more high-tech, but it's probably safe to say that the radiofrequency catheter cardiac ablation device is destined to be on display at the Museum of Idiotic Medical Devices in some future time. Not surprisingly, there's major complications from this cardiac ablation surgery, including the major complication of death, which occurs in 6% of ablation procedures, according to an article that was published in the Journal of Hospital Medicine. This is the depths of the stupidity that our much-ballyhooed medical model has sunk to when it comes to treating disease. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, Nutritional Strategies, Alternative Nutritional Strategies for Cardiovascular Health. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back right after this break.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us, friends. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health, nutrition, or prescription drugs, or about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 866-582-9933 is our number. If you have a success story, how nutritional supplementation has helped you or your friends or your family, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you just want to chime in, contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933. We're talking about the amino acid taurine, one of my favorites, one of my favorite amino acids. It's got so many neat things, neat roles to play in the body. Taurine is similar in many ways to the element lithium. Lithium also has a membrane stabilizing effect and helps dampen electrical energy, and lithium has been used to treat bipolar disorder. Well, taurine has many of these same, many similar properties to lithium. Taurine can be used as an anticonvulsant. Taurine can be used to help stabilize energy for folks who are withdrawing from drugs. Sometimes they'll feel jittery or they'll feel excitable. Taurine can have a dampening effect on that kind of excitable energy. Taurine has a really neat electrical property that we don't hear a lot about. People don't talk about amino acids for helping stabilize electrical energy. That's why taurine is used in a lot of eye vitamins. The eye is subjected to a lot of photoelectrical energy. And, of course, the heart is a seriously important electrical organ in the body. And taurine has a lot of roles to play when it comes to cardiovascular health. We'll be talking about that in the coming days. But we got some folks on the line. I think it's time to get to our phone calls. 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's go to Nevada and talk to Charlene. What's up, Charlene?
Hi, doctor. This is Charmaine. Is how you pronounce it.
Charmaine?
Yes.
Okay, I'm
yes.
Sorry, Charmaine. Go ahead. And by the way, I'm a pharmacist. Just a pharmacist, not an MD.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
I developed stones in my saliva gland, which I've done for about 30 years. And I have to go in and get them taken out.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, and I've...
You have
now
them,
I have
you, frequently? You
under
have,
my...
You, how many times
yes,
have you had them?
About every 2 years.
Oh,
yeah, and I had a gland taken out. And even with the gland out, I still developed the...
Okay.
I think they're calcium stones.
Okay. Have you listened to this program before?
No, I just came in contact with Andy Anderson, and he told me that I should call you.
Okay. Well, let me tell you one of the principles, one of the medical or health principles that we work with here on the Bright Side, and that is the idea that it's not so much your specific flavor of health issue that counts as much as it's the underlying breakdown of the biochemistry, the metabolism of the body. The body is always breaking down and building up, breaking down, building up, breaking down, building up. It breaks down in order to keep new tissue going. You can't put new wine in old vessels, as they say. And it's in the same way in the body. The body's always breaking down old tissue and building up new tissue. So you're always in this constant breakdown, build up, breakdown, build up, breakdown, build up. However, we are either net, when you add up all the breakdown and buildup reactions in the body, you're either net breakdown or net buildup. So whenever you have a disease, whether it's diabetes or cardiovascular disease or the formation of stones, salyolithiosis, the formation of stones in the saliva glands or the formation of gallstones or whatever your particular flavor of health issue is, what you're really looking at is the body is net breakdown. Your body is net breaking down. One of the classic manifestations of net breakdown is calcification of tissues. That is calcium leaching out of the bones and starting to deposit in different tissues. In fact, that's one of the ways we die. Our heart or our brain literally calcify. Well, guess what's happening to you, ma'am, Charmaine, in your body? Is your body is somehow, for whatever reason, your body is starting to dissolve and calcium is showing up in different parts of the body. Now, the salivary glands have very tiny openings, and when calcium stones build up in the different fluids of the body, they can form stones in different kinds of glands and different kinds of openings, and that's apparently what's happening to you. So I would be treating your stone formation in the salivary glands as a sign that your body's starting to break down. Bones are starting to dissolve. Calcium is not getting metabolized correctly. And this can be secondary to a lot of things. One of the most important reasons why this happens is the body's, the fluids start to become acidic. Now you probably, I don't know if you've heard about pH. pH is a measurement of acid or alkaline. The body's fluids, the internal milieu of the fluids of the body, the internal environment needs to be maintained at a slightly alkaline pH, around 7.4-ish, 7.38 to be exact. Once you start to become acidic, calcium metabolism can suffer. That is, the body will start to leach calcium out of the bones in order to raise the pH of the body to the alkaline status. Calcium is an alkaline mineral. So what I'd be doing, first of all, if I were you, is I'd be, number one, working on alkalinizing fluids. You may actually want to even see what you're have a blood pH done and see where you're at. If you're acidotic, that can have a lot of negative implications on your future health. So alkalinizing the body becomes very important. And the single most important way to alkalinize your system is by practicing deep breathing techniques. I know a lot of people are eating certain foods to maintain alkalinity of the fluids, but oxygenation is the way your body is designed to maintain its alkaline status. So deep breathing techniques are very important for that. If you're considering, if it's true that your body is acidic or your fluids are acidic, which I'm guessing it is. So deep breathing techniques, number one, that's the most important thing you could do. Number two, if you're not absorbing calcium out of foods, or if you're taking calcium supplements, are you on a calcium supplement, by the way?
I just started with Andy.
Okay, well, then you're probably not taking a calcium supplement, but chances are you notice that you have some digestive issues. And if you didn't notice, then start noticing it, because it's very possible that you're not absorbing minerals and you're not absorbing calcium especially. So you may want to start taking in digestive enzymes and probiotics and paying attention to the digestive system. One of the things we talk about here on the Bright Side a lot is doing what's called a food diary or a food journal, where you notice your digestive symptoms, you write it down in a little book, and then you write down what you ate 3 or 4 hours before. So if you bloat, or you have nausea or heartburn, by the way, heartburn is very common with calcification. Do you have heartburn?
Very bad.
Okay,
yes.
There you go. You're a classic case, ma'am. You want to focus on your digestive system. It sounds like you're not absorbing calcium. It also sounds like you may be, at this point, your body may be acidic. So get yourself on probiotics. Very often when we don't absorb minerals, we have a problem absorbing oils and fats. Oils and fats are very important for the absorption of minerals. Most people don't understand this or talk about this, but if you're not absorbing fats, and 30% of Americans have fat malabsorption syndrome, calcium will not go where it needs to be. It will hang out in fluids and start to deposit in tissues, and that's where you get your stone formation. So focus on this whole stone formation in the salivary glands as a digestive issue, number one. Practice deep breathing techniques, number two. And then two nutrients that may be helpful for you for calcification, for all calcification issues, are vitamin K, which is a fat-soluble vitamin, which you may be having problems absorbing. Get yourself on 100, maybe 200 micrograms of vitamin K2 a day. And then magnesium is extremely important for helping stabilize calcium metabolism. I'd be getting on 1,000 milligrams or so of magnesium. Get that OsteoMag. Ask Andy for the OsteoMag product, which is a good source of liquid magnesium. So here's your strategy. Number one, you want to practice deep breathing techniques. Number two, focus on digestive health, eliminate problem foods, take probiotics and digestive enzymes. Number three, magnesium and vitamin K. And then, let's see, there's one more thing I was going to say. I don't remember what that was, actually. But focus on digestive health. That's what I'd be doing. And then calcium, vitamin K and magnesium as well. Thanks so much for calling, Charmaine. Stay in touch with me. I'd like to hear how you're doing. And good luck with everything. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net, GetSeeds.net, or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us, friends. We're talking about cardiovascular health and amino acids for cardiovascular health, heart health, and taking your phone calls at 866-582-9933. Charmaine, if you're still listening out there, try to focus on the heartburn, too. See if you notice that there's certain foods that trigger heartburn when you do your food diary. That's a sign that there could be something going on in the small intestine or the large intestine. That's something you really want to pay attention to. All right, thanks for your call too, Charmaine. Hope everything works out for you. Moving on to Texas, let's talk to Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Dr. I was wondering, you advocate not eating corn, potatoes, rice, and wheat.
Yeah, I don't want to say I advocate not eating it. I just want to say that they're not necessarily healthy foods and pay attention to them. We have in our culture today, we somehow feel like grains are health foods. They're not health foods. There may be some healthy things in grains, and there definitely are some healthy things in grains. There's B vitamins and especially the germ part of the grain. But overall, they're not healthy, and certainly if they're processed. As far as brown rice goes, is that what you asked about, Tony, brown rice?
Yeah, is brown rice okay?
You know, it's not that it's not okay. It's certainly better than white rice. And by the way, when you're looking at brown rice, you want the dark brown rice. There's light brown rice that has had part of the hull removed. Brown rice still has its hull, and that's where a lot of the nutritional value is maintained. So brown rice certainly has more nutritional value than white rice does. White rice is an absolutely awful, awful food. Brown rice is not an awful, awful food, but it's just like you don't need it. If you absolutely have to have some kind of carbohydrate, some kind of sweetness, then have a little bit of brown rice over white rice. But there's no real nutritional need for brown rice or white rice. If you absolutely need to have some rice with your Chinese food or whatever it is, then go with the brown rice. There's more nutritional value in it, but it's not a food that you need. As far as carbohydrates go, always best to stick with vegetables. You know, a lot of times people talk about low carb and people feel like I'm always down on carbohydrates. It's not that I'm down on carbohydrates. Most of our calories should be coming from carbohydrates. However, those should be vegetable carbohydrates as much as possible. When you eat vegetable carbohydrates, not only do you get the carbs, but you get wonderful phytonutrients, plant nutrients, and you also get lots of fiber that helps slow down the release of the sugar. To answer your question, brown rice is better than white rice, but if you can avoid brown rice, it's probably best to do that as well. And thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Tony. Our number is 866-582-9933. What's going on, Matt, in D.C.?
Hi, Ben. First, I wanted to thank you for everything that you do.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for thanking me.
And my question is, I was diagnosed with atrial standstill when I was 8. I'm 27 now.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Matt? Atrial?
Atrial standstill. Kind of a rare, it's similar to atrial fibrillation, but I have a chamber that just doesn't get an electrical impulse.
Got it.
And I've had a lot of success lately doing a lot of the things that you recommend, carnitine, arginine.
Nice.
I went on a basically candida diet and got off of the poison that my doctor was feeding me, the Coumadin and the Atenolol.
They were giving you, real quick, Atenolol and Coumadin when you were a kid they gave it to you?
Oh, yeah, for about almost 20 years.
When you were 8 years old, you were on Coumadin and Atenolol?
Yep.
Oh, man. Just for the listeners, Coumadin is a nasty blood thinner, one of the most ugliest toxic drugs of all, and Atenolol is probably just a little bit better. That's a beta blocker, goes by the name Tenormin. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So I got off their poison, and I got on a complete vegan diet, and have raised my heart rate from less than 10 beats per minute to up to 42 beats per minute. And
wow.
They told me that was not possible, but, you know.
Of course, yeah, you're right. Especially in D.C., you're like in the belly of the beast there when it comes to medicine, by the way, D.C. So you want some ideas? You want some tips?
Ideas, maybe some things along the lines of the taurine and things like that.
Taurine rocks, man. I'd be getting on 1,000 milligrams a day of taurine. You said you're on arginine already, right?
Yes.
Okay, also, do you know how much vitamin C are you taking?
No, I'm not really supplementing that often. Whenever I feel coming down with something, I take a good amount, but I have a
get yourself on regular vitamin C. Very important. And also vitamin E, 400 IU a day of vitamin E, coenzyme Q10. I'd be taking 100 milligrams of the oil-soluble coenzyme Q10. Get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine because it's a good source of not only the vitamin C but also the B-complex. We haven't talked about the B-complex for cardiovascular health, but that's very important. You should be taking magnesium. These are all very electrically active nutrients, so they'll help stabilize the electrical energy in addition to taurine. There's one more I want to tell you about. Essential fatty acids, very, very, very important for the electrical energy of the heart, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids. The Ultimate EFAs from Longevity is a good product if you like the capsules. Udo's Blend is a good product if you like the liquid. And then you might want to also practice deep breathing techniques, work on oxygenation, making sure that you're breathing in slowly and then exhaling powerfully. Also the Candida diet is great for the listeners. The Candida diet is a low-sugar diet. Did you read – what did you learn about the Candida diet? Did you read Dr. Cook's book?
I just was looking for – I had a little oral thrush-type symptom, so I figured out that could have been what caused – because I've always had a high wheat, high dairy diet my whole life. That could have been something that weakened my heart originally or whatever, so I was – trying that out.
Do you notice any digestive symptoms?
Not since I've started this whole different change.
Has it been years?
I started completely in January. I started the Candida, and then in September I've been completely vegan.
You mean just the last few months? Then you've only been doing this
last January. Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking about a year and a couple months ago.
Yes.
So you've changed your whole lifestyle around nutrition a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
And you got yourself up to 42 beats in a year and a half?
Yep.
Oh, man, you're doing great, buddy. You're on the right track. Give it some time, but you're definitely on the right track. I would certainly be throwing in the magnesium, the vitamin C. the essential fatty acids of the omega-3 variety, all the B complex. Again, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great source of the vitamin C and the B. If you don't notice any digestive issues, that's great. But if you do notice digestive issues, that's something to think about, or that's something to pay attention to. I'd be getting on probiotics, just a good probiotic supplement anyway. And then also the mineral selenium is really important for cardiovascular health, and that's one that's difficult to get from food. So you might want to try 200 to 400 milligrams of selenium. There's a great longevity selenium product that'll cover your bases, 200 to 400 micrograms of selenium. There's tons more you can do, but that'll give you a good start, and you're doing great, buddy. That is awesome, awesome news. Congratulations, Matt.
Well, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much for calling. All right, let's see. I want to get to a couple letters real quick. Where we got here? John writes that, what is the best memory therapy? Seems to lost some of his memory after a bout with insomnia and adrenal failure. For memory, for brain health, you want to look at your essential fatty acids, and you want to look at other key nutrients. The B complex are very important for brain health, especially the B vitamin thiamine and the B vitamin niacin, vitamin B3. Niacin is really neat for emotional issues and for brain issues. In fact, niacin in its niacinamide form is very effective for treating social anxiety disorder. Dr. Abram Hoffer, in his book Orthomolecular Psychiatry, writes a lot about using niacin for treating schizophrenia. One of the signs of niacin deficiency, or one of the signs of pellagra, which is the disease caused by niacin deficiency, is mental problems. The four, if you go to medical school, they tell you pellagra niacin deficiency is marked by the four Ds: diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. And today we know that many people suffer from subclinical pellagra, that is pellagra that is not bad enough for you to go to the doctor or the hospital, but bad enough for you to have some discomfort around mental issues, memory problems, confusion, dermatitis, rashes on the skin, or GI problems, including diarrhea. So subclinical pellagra is one of the things that I would consider if you have memory problems, John. The B vitamins in general are good for all brain health issues. And then the mineral zinc is very, very important for brain health. Zinc deficiency is very common. You want to make sure that you're getting at least 50, not at least, you want to make sure you're getting 50 milligrams of zinc a day. You don't want to take too much zinc. 50 milligrams a day, I like the zinc picolinate form. And when you're supplementing with zinc, it's always a good idea to make sure you throw in a couple milligrams a day of copper as well. Okay, that's all we got time for today. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to all our callers and letter writers. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow with more good health information. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FAKE-TV.com, the burglar deterrent.